I have started overseeing the coaching within the network, so the C part of the ACT. We were going to call it something different, but C had to fit, so it ended up being called coaching. No, that isn't true, nor is it funny. I'm just going to get on and tell you what coaching is about. Coaching is it's an intentional one-on-one relationship that's really designed for somebody to come alongside a new church planter who comes and joins the network, and to help them for a period of time, for at least 12 months, work through some of the initial issues that they're facing as they think through, as they pray through the church that that God has called them to plant. So from now on within the network, every new church planter that comes through, that becomes a part of the network, will be assigned a coach. And those coaches are church planters from within the network. When a new person comes in, it will be a church planter who is walking alongside them. He's a little further down the road. He's kind of experienced some of the things that they're going to have gone through. He can bring their own experience to bear on that situation. Like I say, that will last for at least 12 months. There'll be a time every single month for an hour and a half, where the coach sits down with the church planter, and they talk through and they work through a set of issues that church planter is working through. And in early days, it's so helpful. Many church plants fail just for a lack of input, a lack of folks who can come alongside, someone who can walk alongside and ask the right questions. So in terms of strategic plans, what you're thinking for the church that you're planting, issues that are facing kind of as you're seeking to build relationships in those early days, all kinds of different things. A coach is a person who can come alongside you, ask the right questions, where appropriate, offer counsel, offer suggestions, and to also just hold you accountable to doing certain things. So if you come and say, you know what, I just think it's a mess, I need more of a plan, you can say that to 100 different people and they'll just go, oh, I'll pray for you in that, absolutely. Your coach will come next month and say, so where's that plan then? Because you said you were going to get it to me. And it just can really helpfully just move things along. A coach is not designed to be your best friend. A coach is not really designed to be just someone who can come and offer encouragement, although, God willing, they will become a friend, and they will offer encouragement as well. But it's far more intentional than that. It's really someone who can serve you as you start off as a church planter. We've sought to develop this over the past months within the network. When we first started, we weren't able to offer a coach for everyone who came in the network, every new church planter. We're now in a place where we can do that, and that's really exciting. We're thrilled that that's the case, and so really that's the biggest change, that every new planter will have a coach kind of from this moment onwards. It was mentioned yesterday when Matt did the presentation just about the assessment. Coming out of the assessment in the report, there are certain conditions that sometimes need to be met in order for you to kind of continue to move forward. They will often serve as the starting point for a coaching relationship. We want to tie those more closely into the coaching as it goes through. So the things that came up during the assessment process, your coach will know about and can then come alongside you to kind of to help you work on those things that have kind of been discerned by the group of men and women who are part of the assessment team. I think if you talk to a lot of those who've had coaches within the network already, it's one of the great encouragements and the great blessings that many of us have had for somebody to walk alongside us. We've still made tons of mistakes, but I think we've probably made less mistakes than we needed to. Is that right? Less mistakes than we otherwise would have done. Yeah. Oh, dear me. I'm sorry. Because of that. So, yeah, coaching, it's a great resource, and we think it's one of the key things to see the network develop in a healthy way as we kind of move into the future. So I would really commend coaching as one of the great benefits that Acts 29 can offer as a church planting network.